You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Transportation planning is changing in Washington State. One of the major focuses now is how to make sure communities are safe for all residents, whether they're walking, biking, driving, or are mobility impaired. Dori Luzo-Gilmore reports on how government agencies are looking at ways to make streets safer and make communities healthier.
In the dark, on a cold winter morning, the sidewalks are still covered with compact snow and ice. A small group of three people is conducting a walk audit near a busy city street in Richland. They are members of the Tri-City Mobility Action Group, TCMAG, which has members from several governmental organizations. The group stops every block or so and discusses what they see. Their lengthy checklist includes assessments of the street, sidewalk, crossing lights, traffic conditions, and public transportation.
I'd give it a 7. It's not perfect, but it's not the worst because it's wide.
The group chose this block because of the density of housing, schools, and retirement communities in the area. The block is also adjacent to the busiest street in Richland. One member of the walk auditors is Kelly Harnish. She's the Healthy Living Manager with the Benton Franklin Health District. She says the group wants to experience information they are seeking through the walk audit.
It's the qualitative data and it's the experience on the ground of living in the community from a walking point of view or from a bicycling point of view.
Harnish says the group takes the experiences of how people live in their neighborhoods into account for the audit. Then TCMAG can make recommendations for improvements to local city officials. Harnish says the health district participates because healthy communities are ones in which residents are leading active lifestyles. And those lifestyles include living in places that residents can safely move around their communities. She says walkable communities have a mobile population, less obesity, and neighborhoods that are safe. More than 20 years ago, Washington was the first state in the country to adopt a goal of zero pedestrian and vehicle fatalities by 2030. But pedestrian deaths recently are heading in the wrong direction. The Washington Safety Traffic Commission noted a drastic uptick in pedestrian fatalities from 2020 to 2021. The Tri-City Mobility Action Group hopes these walk audits will help make streets safer. Aaron Breitsch works for the Benton Franklin County of Governments. Breitsch says one immediate change includes a regional safe routes to school plan.
That is the exact audience in which we want things to be better for, because if we're planning for our kids in the community, it's going to benefit everybody. And if we're planning for people that are 80 and they have trouble walking, it will help everybody and it'll fill the gaps in between.
Breitsch said the city is completing street improvements in the area. Recently, the city also proposed several shovel-ready projects that could qualify for complete streets funding from the state. Those projects included putting in bike lanes and an island in the center of the road so that kids crossing to the middle school would have a safe halfway point to stop. The city is also adding flashing lights at crosswalks.
Normally, they're at an angle to some degree, so when pedestrians cross the street, they're forced to make eye contact with oncoming traffic.
He says having patience with city governments is key, even if the walkability process is slow.
When your dog quotes Latin, you don't correct his grammar. It's good to keep that in mind. Hey, we're moving in the right direction. There are positive changes occurring, and we just want to keep fostering those positive changes.
Washington state laws have made a goal to improve safety and increase active transportation, like walking or riding bikes. Walk audits are just one piece to inform cities on what is happening at the street level. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.